Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to episode number 9 with Mark Pearson with Nepsis. Now, today, you are all going to learn a new word. It is not just a new word, it is a trademark new word. And we've talked a lot about investing with clarity with Mark. Today, we're going to talk about claritology. Now, Mark, please tell me that this isn't some new religion.
Being that I'm a good born and raised Baptist, this is not a new religion.
Okay.
We don't want it to be a religion, although we do want it to be a way of life.
Okay, well, let's go there. Tell us about what this word means, why you thought it was important to trademark a new perspective on what Nepsis does for their clients.
Sure. Well, the word is claritology. Claritology, the study of clarity. And I think that the depth of this, of course, is huge, to the extent that clarity, we often say, is not just about, you know, clarity in our investments, but it's clarity in our life. It's clarity in everything that we do. And I really believe that clarity is the essence of allowing one to obtain their fullest potential in life. And so that's what claritology begins to do for people.
Well, let's talk about the process of claritology. What is the process? What does it look like? What can people expect?
Sure. So as we have highlighted, as you know, Matt, in our Power of Clarity white paper that you can get at investwithclarity.com, the word clarity in combination with several well-respected dictionaries can be summarized as quote, the quality of being clear, and in particular, broadening the word clear to signify four different things, which we think are extremely important. Number one, of course, is the quality of coherence and intelligibility. Number two, the quality of being easy to see or hear. Number three, the quality of being certain or definite. And number four, the quality of transparency or purity. How about that for a start this morning? Huh?
That was very impressive. All right, so unpack that, though, and tell me what that means to me.
Sure. Well, certainly, as we believe in investing, the idea of investing with clarity, we also have trademarked advising with clarity, living with clarity, giving with clarity, a whole series of things that have to do with clarity. And one of the things I've often said to people is that one of the greatest things about clarity is that it's a beautiful place to be. When you have clarity about something, you have confidence, right? You understand it. Hence getting to number one, the coherence or intelligibility, which, by the way, in the investment world, I think many investors have no stinking clue what is going on with their investments. And so this idea of knowing what you own and why you own it, i.e. investing with clarity, enables one to have greater coherence or intelligibility about their investments. But one of the most difficult things about clarity, even though it's pure, as number four, is transparency or purity, clarity can also have, dare I say, some disadvantages, to the extent that, frankly, some people may not want clarity. You know, some people are afraid to know what's on the other side. Some people are afraid to know what they own and why they own it, because it could hinder their ability to be successful. It may make them more emotional, for an example. And at the same time, Matt, clarity, let's be blunt, in many areas and many things, clarity can be very difficult to obtain. So what's that mean to you? It means you need Nepsis. You need clarity.
With clarity, really does, it changes the way that you're going to interact with the news. It's going to change the way that you're going to interact with, you know, your statements, because I'm assuming with that level of clarity and this overall idea of the study of clarity, doesn't this help your clients not worry so much? And I'm sorry to digress here, but real quick, I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine and at lunch yesterday, and him and his wife, and they said, "Matt, I'm so tired of hearing the play-by-play at the end of every day on NPR or on CNN or CNBC, because all they want me to do is to be worried about the markets. But if the people have clarity, and as you've said, they know what they're investing in and why they're investing in it, does that help reduce that noise?"
Oh, I love you. This is precisely one of the foundational core concepts that we talk to advisors and investors about, you know, during the last pullback, the last correction we just went through, where things went from, you know, up 6, 7, 8%, whatever it was on the U.S. markets, to down, you know, 11, 12%, you know, people were getting phone calls. And I didn't get one phone call. And I don't know of any of our advisors who got any phone calls. And this does coincide with the idea of what we often refer to as leading your client. Financial advisors are paid to advise, which means, in theory, if you're going to advise, then you must lead, because the client is looking for you to give them guidance in making the right decisions in everything that they do. Therefore, you are a leader, right? As a leader, it also requires you to have clarity so that you can lead as effectively and efficiently as possible. And in many cases, I've often said that financial advisors are clients' own worst enemies, because in many cases, financial advisors actually become more emotional about the investments than the actual client does, because the financial advisor spends day in and day out watching the markets, listening to the prognostications, postulations, and speculations, and getting themselves all up in a tiz. But at the end of the day, the reality is that the greater clarity and understanding you have of what is happening with your money, then the greater ability we believe you have to do what we call stick to the knitting, to stick to the process.
You had said something about the different other things that you've trademarked, and one of them was like a philanthropic flavor. I haven't heard you talk about that yet. Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Well, sure. Thanks. Yeah, giving with clarity. Well, so you ask a good question. So I may have mentioned before that although I don't wear my faith on my sleeve and I go out and say, hey, I'm a Jesus lover and I'm a believer and, you know, come work with me because I'm a Christian. Frankly, I know many Christians I wouldn't trust. And of course, I believe that actions speak louder than words. And no matter what you believe in, who you believe in it, or why you believe in it, we all have a belief of some level. We all believe, or most of us probably believe, that in life we have a purpose at some level.
Sure.
Why are we here? Why are we doing what we're doing? And my purpose, I believe, what I've been called to do is to help people get greater clarity. It's the idea of the parable of the talents, where in the Bible that Jesus talks about how he gives talents to three different people. Two go out and grow it, and one buries it. And of course, they're punished for burying it, right? And this is the idea of multiplying the talents. And multiplication of the talents is not just about our actual talents, whether you're a teacher or you're a baseball player or you're a lawyer, whatever it may be, but it's also the talents, i.e. the money that we've been given, that we've been blessed with to multiply it for greater purpose. Legacy planning is what we're referring to and getting into there. And I believe that the greater clarity that you have, the greater understanding you have about your money and what you own and why you own it, the greater clarity you can have in giving as you multiply, as you grow the gifts you've been given, having purpose, leaving a legacy to grow those assets, to grow those talents in other areas. So giving with clarity is a format of helping people give with clarity. Didn't mean to get so deep on you this morning.
No, that's okay. But what are they giving though? I'm sorry, I just need to go one deeper.
So great question. The idea is that here's the best analogy I can give. My first client I ever got was in my office about a year ago, and they're retired now, and they've got all this money. And I've been working with them since I started in the business in 1995. And they looked at me and they said to me, we will never use all this money. We cannot believe all the money that we have here. How did we get so much money? And my response to them was, I'll tell you exactly why. You did everything I told you to do for the last 23, 24 years that has put you in a position where now you can give back. You can give money. You can give resources, i.e. talents, to causes that you believe in, that you want to have impact on in your own life, so that you can feel like you are having a legacy and you are having impact on other people's lives. So this idea, Matt, of what am I giving? I'm giving the resource. I have been successful in my investing. I haven't tried to time the market. I haven't put all my eggs in one basket. I haven't left my money in cash. I haven't laid at night worried about what's going to happen with my money. I stuck to a time-tested process, right, that has enabled me to put me in a position where I now have the ability, the opportunity to give money away to causes that I think are important.
Gotcha. So you are diving a little deeper than we've dived before or dove in.
No, Claritology, yeah. Yeah, baby. I mean, that's the essence of the essence of the study of clarity. As I said to you in the beginning of the show, clarity is a great place to be, but it is not easy to get to. It's a journey, hence why we also trademarked the road to Nepsis, mm-hmm. the journey, the road to clarity. And we all are on a journey. We are all on a roadmap to ultimate clarity. And the gasoline, if you will, the resources to help us on our journey are our financial resources that we refer to often, ultimately, you know, as a financial planner, what are my goals? As an investor, as a client, what are my goals? What am I trying to accomplish? And in the meantime, instead of focusing on really what my goals are, as your friend's really alluding to, hey, they want me to pay attention to all this noise, but really all I need to be doing is focusing on my goals. Mm-hmm. So what's the roadmap that I have that I know that as I follow that, I'm going to get where I want to go, that road to ultimate clarity? Instead, we focus on volatility. Mm-hmm. We focus on the news of the day. We focus on negative things. We focus on how bad Trump is. We focus on all this crap, Matt, that mm-hmm. takes us off the map. It takes us off the road, off the journey. It gives us a detour that could potentially inhibit our ability to accomplish our goals.
You are not, listeners out there, if you are not working with a financial services professional whose major focus is your ability to clearly understand where you want to go, where you are, and how you're going to get there, then it seems to be a very easy switch. You need to find somebody at Nepsis that you can work with. This level of clarity is something I don't believe the majority of Americans have because we have so many distractions. And could you imagine if the one thing that people worry about the most, which is their money, if you had this level of clarity that Mark is talking about, where do you think you would be mentally? And so, Mark, you've worked with so many people, just like the client who started with you, you know, 20 some odd years ago. Can you give us some other examples of the results of clarity?
Sure. So we have a firm we work with actually out in California, and I've heard this from a couple of other advisors. And of course, because we do third-party money management, we work with other financial advisors and manage money for their clients. You know, often many advisors have multiple sources that they use for their portfolio management. And in this case, this firm uses DFA, which of course is in some ways very similar to our asset management, to the extent that they say that they're tax-managed passive portfolio management, which is what we say we are. The only difference is we're an SMA with greater flexibility and greater transparency into what the client owns. And the advisor continually will remind me that during periods, and we haven't had any until January of this year, or February of this year with the pullback. We hadn't had one for a while, but they have said to me consistently over the last 8-9 years that I've worked with them that during periods of uncertainty, the phone rings off the hook, and it's only the DFA clients. They don't get phone calls from NEPSIS clients. And so the idea of being able to lead, going back, as I said earlier, Matt, the ability to lead the client by providing a level of clarity and understanding of not only what you own and why you own it, but also the disciplines associated with your buying and your selling, the client, number one, understands that process. Everybody understands the concept of owning great businesses and continually investing in those great businesses. You know, Warren Buffett aptly has said that, right? In fact, I talked on my radio show about one of, in Warren Buffett's annual letter, he talked about the secret to dealing with market volatility. In putting market fluctuations into perspective, Buffett wrote, quote, "Though markets are generally rational, they occasionally do crazy things, especially with everyone buying index funds and on algorithms." That's a separate conversation for later, as you know, Matt. "Seizing the opportunities then offered does not require great intelligence." And of course, as I read that to people, I'm like, that doesn't make me sound very good as a money manager. You don't have to be, it doesn't require great intelligence. But he is right. It does not require great intelligence. "A degree in economics or a familiarity with Wall Street jargon such as alpha and beta. What investors really need instead is an ability to both disregard mob fears or enthusiasms and focus on a few simple fundamentals. A willingness to look unimaginative for a sustained period or even to look foolish is also essential." In other words, it doesn't take great intelligence to – what Buffett is saying is it doesn't take great intelligence to be an investor in great businesses, which is what he's done and which is what we do. And when you can communicate that on a simple level, you're now not talking about managed futures. You're not talking about long short funds. You're not talking about ETFs. You're not talking about standard deviation and alpha and beta and this all the crap that most investors don't really care about. Ultimately, Matt, I think what investors care about is what they own and why they own it. Now, I'll be done with my rant in 10 seconds. Most people actually don't really care most of the time what they own and why they own it. They only really care during periods of uncertainty.
Right.
And that means that when periods are going well, that is when you're continually leading the client so that when you get to the point where uncertainty kicks in, like it did in February of this year, your clients have already been led. They have already been mentored. They have already been guided. They have already been led by you, the advisor, to help them stick to the knitting.
How do you do that, though? So this all sounds well and good. I'm going to play massive devil's advocate with you here.
Please.
So this all sounds great, right? Okay, so you're giving me all of this clarity, and because of that, my phone's not ringing off the hook, and I'm not concerned. But how do you do that, Mark? How do you get me, Joe Schmuckatelli, off the street to have this level of clarity? How are you communicating? How are you educating me so that I have the result of your study of clarity, which is claritology?
Yeah, so a great question. So complex to the extent. One of the benefits that we talk to our advisors and our clients about is, of course, and I think we've talked about in other shows, our depth of technology here at NEPSIS and our depth of information. If you go to it's a process, Matt, of dripping, constant dripping on a client. Even to the extent to recently why we changed the name of our URL to investwithclarity.com. Everything revolves around the idea of clarity. And so you can go to investwithclarity.com. You can click on the learn link, and you can get oodles of video. You can get white papers. You can get blogs. You can get content, all the content your little heart's desire to read about around the simple premise of investing with clarity. And every time we put a new piece out, every time we write a new blog, every quarterly update we do, we are continually and consistently communicating with the client and the advisor. Additionally, on Fridays, every Friday morning, I host a 30-minute call to financial advisors only, where I give them, or my head of research, if you, who you've met, Chuck Etzweiler, give them an up-to-date on what's happening with the markets, what's happening with companies that are in their portfolios, and what we think is happening, why things are happening. Lastly, one of the things, for an example, to take it a step further, actually this coming quarter, we are going to be doing our first edition in our quarterly update by doing a short write-up about one of the companies that all of our models own, a company called NVIDIA. And so one of our research personnel will be doing just a simple, you know, snapshot, if you will, because most investors don't want to go into super depth, right, about what they own. But the idea of understanding why you own something, I believe, helps investors stick to the knitting, stick to their process. So those are several things that we do.
Fantastic. Anything else on Claritology that you want to know before we, or that you think our audience should know before we wrap up today's podcast?
No, I think at the end of the day, the most important thing is helping investors understand that they must remember that their goals are paramount. Focusing on fees, focusing on indexes, focusing on predictions and get rich quick schemes are non-realistic. They're not realistic. And investors must view price volatility as opportunity, not as risk. And lastly, most importantly, investors must see themselves, Matt, as business owners, not investors in the stock market. The stock market is nothing more than the greatest tool ever created to bring buyers and sellers together. Understand that you are a business owner. You own great businesses, and you want to continually invest in those great businesses over time.
And with that, this was episode number 9 with Mark Pearson at Nepsis, Claritology, the study of clarity. Mark, thank you for your time today.
Matt, always good to be with you.
And if you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click the subscribe now button below and make sure you check out all of the stuff. Just type in Nepsis and Mark Pearson into your Google search and you're going to find some really, really wonderful resources and a great opportunity to contact their firm to talk about how they can help you invest with clarity. Thank you very much. And we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through Nepsis, Inc., an SEC registered investment advisor.